On this week's episode of Twinfinite Loop, we discuss Nintendo's new toys, the end of Switch Plays Pokemon, and Minecraft, the motion picture. Remember, we're here to keep you in the loop. Thanks for listening. Listeners, to another fresh, happy, warm episode of Twinfinite Loop. It's still warm here, you guys. Is it warm there for you guys, too?
Yes.
Warm 20s.
20s?
Just kidding. It's Miami.
Shit.
It's been 20s all this week.
Never gets 20 here.
Wait, really?
70 degrees here right now.
7 or 70?
7.
Oh, you poor soul.
It's like 80 degrees here. It's awful. You would hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I freeze in like 5 seconds, and by I mean me, John Charles. Hello, how are you guys doing? Say hello to my other co-hosts who will introduce themselves right now.
Hi.
Hi,
Amy.
Who will introduce themselves right now?
I don't know when to go.
I'm scared.
Be brave, Andy. This we trained for this. We climbed that mountain for this. We killed that Sherpa for this, Andy. You can't go back.
Okay. All right. Hi.
I'm Yam, by the way.
My name is Inoyo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
That is racist, stereotypical. Oh, my God.
I just saw The Princess Bride.
For the first time?
Yeah, for the first time ever.
What? I've never seen it. Oh, we should have seen it together, Moz. I've never seen it.
I have it on my laptop. I'll bring it down.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta get
it. End of conversation.
Okay. Movie's baller, yeah. It's the best.
I know. It's like one of the best movies of all time, and I've never seen it.
I thought it was a little bit overrated.
There was like some funny parts, but it's a little bit
overrated. No, I definitely think...
You didn't see it when you were younger, though. It's probably like a... retro goggles thing.
Yeah, I definitely think its reputation kind of precedes it. Like, you know, like people will talk all about Ghostbusters, but like you go watch Ghostbusters, and like Ghostbusters is still good. But like
Ghostbusters is amazing.
Excuse you.
I watch that shit constantly.
I said it's still good.
No, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Ghostbusters 2 was one of my favorite movies of all time as I was growing up.
Can I mention that my favorite part of Ghostbusters 2 is when they're messing with the pink slime, and he's like, you know, we tried doing everything to it, you know, we tried being nice to it, tried talking sweet to it, we tried singing to it, and then Boomer goes, oh, don't tell me, next you tried to sleep with it, and he's just kind of like,
yep.
The last time I watched it, I was like, did he kind of fuck the slime?
Yes.
I'm trying to see how that's like a bad thing or...
I'm trying to see where
you're. Or why that's shocking to you. You guys don't.
You know what?
That they are so close-minded, Andy.
There was no nudity, so it doesn't count.
I just like the mental image of like him just being in the lab lonely at night. It's like, I don't know what to do.
All right.
Fuck it. Okay.
For science.
Before this starts being any more horrifying, let's talk about something pleasant, like how the internet did something good for once.
Yay.
Yeah.
For once. They do it all the time. Let's not get negative
here. Well, they proved the 1 million monkeys, that 1 million typewriters theory right by actually beating Pokemon on Switch, with Switch Plays Pokemon.
That's very impressive. I'm very impressed at the fact that they did it in only like 16 days.
Yeah, I thought it was going to take like a month or two for sure.
I'm confused. Was it running 24 hours or did it have like a...
It never stopped.
Yeah, it was 24 hours, yeah.
Crap.
Which means that, you know, there were at least like, you know, 20 people who never left the computers just like watching it.
Jeez, that's impressive. That's doubly impressive.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you said it took them like 16 hours and like they actually did manage to beat the Elite Four, which like, you know, people were speculating that, like, they could work together to get through, like, Silphco and Team Rocket's base and, like, the gym leaders and stuff. But the thing about the Elite Four is that you got to beat four of the toughest trainers in the game without any healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the freaking, didn't the Vehemoth, didn't it freaking kill the dragon in one hit, like,
yeah, something like that?
It had the attack that knocked out the Dragonite, which was the last Pokemon of Melee 4.
I think that's the Pokemon I beat the game with originally too, was Venomoth.
Really? Ugh. Yeah. Ew. Who has a bug? Who uses?
Yeah, the bug type Pokemon are
good. I like Venomoth. He was poisonous and he hit hard too. It was like Venomoth, Lapras, like Blastoise.
Ooh, Lapras is like destruction.
My jam was always like a full team of Arcanine.
What the fuck?
I love Arcanine. Dude, okay, on this subject really quick. If you go on my Pokemon Snap, like if you put in my cartridge into your N64, you will find an unhealthy amount of, not Pokemon Snap, my bad, Pokemon Stadium. You will find an unhealthy amount of photos of Arcanines.
Pokemon Snap. Descent
into Madness.
Yeah, Snap.
Yeah, Pokemon Snap.
No, it was Pokemon Stadium. Because Pokemon Snap, yeah, you take pictures of the Pokemon, but in Pokemon Stadium, you could actually, there's a mode to take photos of the Pokemon.
I did that
a lot of times with Arcanine.
Yeah, I mean, I think you had a problem.
I think I just love dogs.
If it's not even a dog, it's like a fire tiger.
It's a fire hound. A hellhound, if you will.
And then Pokemon X and Y, let Leo and Pyroar are the best thing in the world. I think I have a thing for, like, four-legged fire creatures.
No, my girlfriend, like, adores Tepig, so, like, you guys could probably be best friends.
Fucking Andy. Make it a weird.
Whatever, podcast.
Yeah, so, like, as far as, like, back on topic goes, so we were talking about Pokemon, which is on topic to a degree. They're actually going to play Pokemon Gold or Silver next. Like, I think eventually the plan is to work through every generation on Twitch. Do you guys think it'll still be interesting?
Sorry.
No, it will not still be interesting.
No, it's stopped being interesting right now.
Yeah, as soon as they beat it, it's like, oh, it can be done. Okay, we don't need to see this be done again.
Because
the whole lore that they put into it, while it's interesting to just kind of think about for a second, once you really start thinking about it, it's just sad. You're just like, you could be doing something so much more valuable with your time, like playing your own game instead of watching someone else.
I completely agree.
Instead of watching 30,000 other people play a game and, like, just input A, B, left, right, up, start 9, left, right, A, B, B,
I completely agree with Moz, but I agreed with you until you said you could be doing something better with your time, like playing another video game. It's like, now you could be doing something better with your time, like fucking volunteering in your community.
You could be saving babies from burning buildings.
You could be recycling.
I think
no one fucking recycles, Andy. Shut up.
Fuck recycling.
You're horrible.
No, I love recycling. Save the earth.
Loves recycling, guys.
Twitch Plays is freaking cool when you think about it as a concept, like so many strange human beings working together. And then you get like, oh, I'm going to talk about this in Positive Gamers, so I don't really want to like, just go watch my Positive Gamers that will premiere on Monday, and you'll see why I think it's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was about to say, what's really weird about it is that I think like Twitch is actually speculating that like Twitch Plays could be like an actual new like platform for like Twitch, like just like a whole like new dedicated section of Twitch. And it's like, first of all, I even know how they're gonna find enough games to do that with. And second of all, it's like I said, like I think it's just really impressive. Like the first time they did it, that like it came out of nowhere, but yet everybody was entranced by it. And like even the people who weren't actively like playing it or watching it, like, they still care, because, like, I would still ask my friends, like, what do they do today or whatever, right? But, like, you know, like, I didn't sit there and watch for, like, hours on end, like, some people did. And then,
I think
like,
Sharon did from staff.
It's okay to do that. I mean, like, it's your time. Do what you want with it. I don't really care. But, I mean, I think it's just really cool that, like, I feel like it's proved something about the internet. I just don't know what it is.
That everyone can work together.
Yeah, and I think it has a really good lesson that strangers can work together.
To kind of go back to the negative a little bit, it also proves that people on the internet will rally over the dumbest stuff ever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Like, who sat there and took the time to, like, think up the lore and, like, explain it and make sure all those other people understood it? And then propagated that. And if you go on, like, Imgur right now, it's just a bunch of
Twitch plays Pokemon memes all over the place.
What I find funny is that a lot of them are based around how it ended, and it's kind of like I woke up today about 6 hours after they would have beaten it, and already their internet's just kind of filled with, like, these troves of comics. I'm just kind of like, when did these people have time to do this?
Exactly. Like, come on.
Maybe they had drawn out all the comics with, like, blank spaces for the Pokemon, and then as soon as it ended, they just filled it up, and then bam.
I love enthusiasm, you know, like, it's really cool to me that the entire community got crazy about it.
Yeah.
I hope, if anything, it opens up the door to a lot of neckbeards to realize that humans are awesome.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I guess the internet does get a bad rap. Like, I started off saying, like, the internet did something good, but what's her, and I was only, like, you know, like, half-joking, but, like, you know, the other half of me is kind of serious about that, where it's, like, you know, like, I mean, it's still telling that, like, there still were a lot of people who are, you know, constantly trying to push start, or, like, they made bots to play for them, or to put in random stuff, or to, like, constantly keep it switched on anarchy and stuff, or whatever, like, I mean, like, there still were people trying to, like, fuck around with it and stuff. I mean, like I said, I definitely feel like it's proven something about the internet. I'm still trying to grasp my mind around what it is, but, like, I feel like one of the cool things about it is, like, not so much that, like, it's opened up this new platform for, like, a new type of live streaming, but, like, I'd like to see a game developer, like, take this idea and kind of, like, try and make a game around it somehow. Like, I don't know how, but, like, I feel like there's, like, a good idea for a game and, like, how this turned out.
Mm-hmm. A journey?
I will say this. It's good to see this many people, I guess, this passionate about something, and it's not a negative thing.
Yeah.
Because the last time there was this many people that agreed on something was like, oh, PS4 is amazing and Xbox One sucks, or the opposite. And I guess it's a good change of...
Yeah, that's why I like it so much. I don't give three fucks about watching some motherfucker run in circles. I just like the idea of everybody being so enthusiastic about something together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, for sure. But, yeah, like, as a final thought, like, if this happens, when this happens again, it's going to be happening again, like, at our time, like, maybe, like, 5 hours from now or something, but when it happens again, or when it eventually will happen with, like, a different game, like, I know they tried doing it with, like, Zelda, which, you know, that's not going to work, but, I mean, like, do you think you personally could, like, ever get, like, sucked into, like, this sort of thing ever again if somebody else tried to do it?
Nah. I mean, I wasn't even sucked in to begin with. I was like a parent watching my children be happy about something. I didn't give a shit, but, you know, if other people get sucked in again, that'd be cool.
This wasn't for me. We already talked about this last week. This just wasn't for me.
Candy, any final thoughts? Been a little quiet over there.
It was cute. I logged in every couple of days just to see where they were going, and then for 2 days it looks like they were on what's her name? Agatha, I think. I don't know. I forgot the ghost Elite Four.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I thought it was cute. I would log on for a second, laugh at what, like, when the people weren't inputting commands, people were just like, oh, we need to do this, you guys. I'd be like, no one's listening to them. And then I'll log off. That's about it, really, honestly. But I thought it was a cute idea. If they keep doing it, it's kind of one of those, like, one-time things where everyone's like, oh my god, this is so crazy. Keep doing it, it'll lose its merit. There aren't many other games that, as we discussed in the last episode, there aren't many other games that are, you know, Pokemon is the perfect game to do that. You know, the turn-based kind of thing. It's like that. You don't need any dexterity to play it, so it's perfect. And I don't know.
Yeah, well, I say I can't wait for EA to try it out themselves, you know, making sort of a, you know, pay to push the button at least once and make a move for sure. Like, it bodes well for the future, don't you think?
You're opening up some very dark doors.
Somewhere EA executive is listening to this, and they're like, by Jove, I've got it. I've doomed this all.
My God.
Anyway, but I feel like this is a good time to take a quick little break, come back, talk about something that's not Pokemon.
No. You know? No.
Yes, I do know. No. Indeed. Break time!
Okay.
And welcome back, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that little musical interlude. We are now back to talk about something, well, some pretty interesting developments that happened this week, in that the WB, known as Warner Brothers, to you non-Americans out there, the WB acquired the rights to make a movie based on the popular video game franchise Minecraft, no doubtably in the wake of the massive success of the Lego movie. What do you guys make of this?
I hope Meryl Streep plays the blocks. All of the blocks.
I never understood the appeal of Minecraft. Like, I'm not patient enough or creative enough to, like, go and, like, mine for supplies and then Same. Build something that looks really amazing. Same. My experience with Minecraft is digging a giant hole as deep down as I could possibly make it and then filling it with TNT and then making it explode.
That's what the movie's going to be about.
I really hope so.
The interesting thing about it is, like, they mentioned that it actually will be a movie starring... It most likely will be a movie starring live actors. So we won't be watching, like, Minecraft Steve on a giant screen, if that's just that was going to happen. Or
at least what? No, this is going to be terrible, then, if it's going to be live actors.
That's unless fun. It's, like, a Tron-type thing, where a guy gets, like, sucked into the game and, like... He looks like a real person. Everybody else is like weird CG blocks.
I don't
is
know.
Is it part of the appeal, the pixelated look? Like, what's the point then if you're going to take that out?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, it sounds like it's still, like, very much just in, like, the very, like, developmental stages right now. Because, like, they just, like, what's the guy's name? Notch announced that, like, he had, in fact, sold the rights to Warner Brothers. So, like, they do have it. It's probably going to happen. And, like, it's being produced by the same producer of the Lego movie, you know, and we were talking about it in the offices, like, will it be good? And I was just kind of like, look, you can make the most shallow movie based on the most, like, shallow franchise you want, but as long as you get good writers, it's going to be good.
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things where the Warner Brothers bought the rights so no one else would.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just probably just going to sit on them.
Well, they made a Lego movie. You know, you look at, what are Legos? It's just a bunch of fucking blocks.
But Lego is like a internationally known brand that's been out for decades.
Yeah. As is Minecraft, just on a smaller scale at
the
time.
That's the key word, smaller scale keywords.
Mm-hmm. Is there, like, what the hell do you think it would actually be about, though?
To fucking know.
If it's nothing like, if it's not on the premise of establishing values of creativity into children, like the Lego movie is. Mm-hmm. Basically, if it's nothing like the Lego movie, it's not going to be good. Like, there's no way. If it's not going to be some existential shit where we play as, what's his name, Steve, the fucking...
Yeah, Minecraft like, Steve.
If you'll see Steve, like, what am I doing in this world? What am I creating? And the, like,
kind of why talking. Am I digging? Why am I digging? Why are there
Why
pigs?
Am I doing this? If it's not, like, water? Asking those questions... Water? Not going to be good enough.
You know, like, I was thinking about it last night, and I was just kind of, like, picturing in my mind just this image of, like, a grizzled, like, man deep in, like, a mine shaft. So, like, his name is Steve, and then, like, you just hear, like, and his partner's like, Steve, did you hear that? And he's like, shh, quiet. And, like, he holds up a torch, and there's just, like, creepers everywhere, but, like, they're not blocky, so they're, like, weird and, like, they're, like, golem with, like, an extra set of legs or something. I don't I mean, like, honestly, I didn't know what to expect when I heard there was going to be a Lego movie, so it's like, you know, we can't look this horse in the mouth till, like, it's on our doorstep, you know?
I thought the Lego movie was going to be stupid when I first saw the trailer, so I don't know. Let's see what they have for a trailer.
You know, are there any games that you feel like be a better, like, fit for, like, a movie like this? Or at least, like, a game movie that you'd like to see?
Actually, speaking of game movies, one of our writers, Kate Balding, she put out a feature today, which was 4 days ago for you guys when you're listening to this, sometime in February, at the end of February, the beginning of March. She put out a feature about video game movies, which I recommend you all go read on TwinFinite.net for your TwinFinite.net needs. And yeah. It's pretty much just
and
like...
And Gaming Happens on it, too.
And Yami did a Gaming Happens on it, too. It was pretty much her main point in the piece was that video games, especially nowadays, it's more of an open world type experience that developers are trying to make, where you know, it's up to player choice, and it's just as open, and you can explore as much as you want. Whereas movies are more of, they're very linear. It's your experience. The movie is a set experience that you're going into. It's not like you can decide what happens in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the two mediums don't really mesh that well.
No, my main point was that it shouldn't be made.
I think it really just depends on like what they do with it. Cause like as much shit as people give it, I feel like Street Fighter is kind of like effective to a degree, just in that like it delivers on what it promises, and it's still pretty fun to boot. But I mean, like on the other hand too, it's like we live in a world now where people are like, people just like throw the word canon out like it's candy or something or whatever. So it's like, you know, like if the Street Fighter movie happened now, people would be like, that's not canon. Ryu's would be trading with Sakura or something like that at this point in time or whatever and shit like that. And it's like, you saw it with like, you know, the Silent Hill movie. And I mean, like, you'll undoubtedly see that with like a Minecraft movie where it's just kind of like, the Ender Dragon's not supposed to be there. What are they doing? Or
yeah, you're going to get that with like any adaptation of anything. You know, like video game, movie, book, or something like that. Like from book to movie, they're like, "Harry is supposed to be dating." Actually, no, Harry dates. He's supposed to date and everything, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean. Like something like that just kind of can't be stopped, and it's just a matter. I think games that are that have a single story to tell and don't rely on creating your own story, like Skyrim or Mass Effect, something like that, have a much better chance at, you know, making a good movie. For example, what pops out right now is something along the lines of like Mirror's Edge, something like that. It would make for like some really cool action scenes, and the plot is relatively thin, where writers can you know build off of that tremendously and make all kinds of cool looking stuff.
Yeah, admittedly, I feel like that's kind of the game movies I'd like to see, because like you see that all the time with like books and plays, where like they'll take like a book that's not too popularly known, but make a screenplay out of it, and like the movie takes on a life of its own. Like, I love it if somebody actually took like Mirror's Edge and like actually gave it like a good story and like helped to breathe some new life and interest into the franchise as a whole. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah.
Instead especially with the sequel, especially with the sequel coming up,
mm-hmm.
So it would be a good marketing. So, you should make a Lego movie. You should make that too.
They should make a Lego Lord of the Rings movie.
They should make a Super Mario Brothers movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
Dude, John Leguizamo's dead.
Oh.
Now I'm just kidding with you. It's Bob Hoskins.
Just kidding. That's John Leguizamo.
That's such an inappropriate joke.
Yeah, you're horrible.
In all seriousness, though, Bob Hoskins is awesome. God rest his soul. He was a treasure gone too long. I still love how he's quoted for saying that, verbatim, that movie was, like, the worst fucking thing he ever did.
I heard they were just really wasted whenever they were shooting.
Really?
Yeah, because they just couldn't stand filming that movie.
But also, like,
there's actually a scene where they're driving around their plumber truck, and Bob Hopkins, he has his hand, like, out the sliding door on those things, and John Leguizamo's insanely drunk, and he like jammed on the brakes and the door like broke Bob's hand, so he was in a cast for a majority of the
movie.
They hid his hand as like with like angles and shots, and like he's always not holding something.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Wow, I need to watch it again and look for that now.
That's hilarious.
Someone did like a documentary on like the horribleness of that movie. I don't remember where I saw it.
Was that thing last year where John Leguizamo just came out and was like, here's a bunch of really just like crooked facts about this movie. Like, I just like hired like strippers for the club scene or something.
Ah. That's awesome. Something I would do if I was making a movie.
I think the lesson we learned here is that Minecraft movie, to be successful, all you need to do is hire some hookers and strippers.
Yeah, I was going to say that. If you ever need extras, you're making a movie.
Just go to the Saturday morning strip club buffet and pick up some new stars, you know?
Choose from Venus, diamonds.
Everybody loves Sapphire. Oh, you gotta pick Sapphire.
Crystal Climax is a personal favorite. She's really nice.
Minecraft movie starring Crystal Climax is Minecraft Steve. Longest title ever, but when they read it off at the Oscars, you'll know it had been worth it.
Yeah. She doesn't have to be a good actress. Look at those jugs.
All right, guys, I think it's time to take a little break before we start ogling our fictional ladies a little too much here.
This is she's more real than you could ever imagine.
Her presence on the screen makes her so real. God damn it, look what you've done to me.
Let's move on.
Scatman!
Tailspin.
Whoa, Tailspin. We could just make the whole rest of the episode just us singing Disney afternoon theme songs.
Yeah.
This is like a hurricane.
Yeah, in Dorfstadt.
Anyway.
Maybe just one quick note, though, that there is like a, I think it's like a Finnish DuckTales intro, I think, where it does it, and it's like going DuckTales. It's only DuckTales. Ooh, it's DuckTales. Whoa-oh.
Oh. That's gross.
Whoa-oh.
It just
now I hate Finland.
DuckTales. Whoa-oh.
I was already on bad terms with Finland, and now that's just the cherry on top. I fucking hate them now.
And cherry on top of the Finland shit Sunday.
Finland sucks.
That's the name of the episode now. Great job. Andy says Finland sucks.
I don't. I like Finland, I guess. I don't know.
Too late. It's in the record. It's been recording.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Okay, wait, can you guys hear that truck outside? I've had the window open.
A little bit.
All right. As long as it's not, like, intrusive, like, let me know when I close the window. But...
Man, it is so cool that I could put up a Gaming Happens and so many people like it that, like, I could go without sharing it on, like, M4G until Monday, you know?
That's good. We're moving up in the world.
That truck just got really loud.
Yeah, it's going to just, like, turn the corner, and my apartment's, like, at the corner. It's at the Nexus.
By that, I mean, I could put up a Gaming Habits, and it'll get way more views than anything else that I put up without M4G-ing it.
All right, now for, like, I think is the fourth time. Let us begin.
Yeah!
All right. And welcome back, faithful listeners. I hope you guys had a nice little break, got yourselves a little snacky snack, a little drinky drink, and we're here to talk about some hypothetical situations, I suppose. What if Nintendo pulled the Skylanders and started putting out, you know, Nintendo-style toys to work with that little little patch of technology they have on the Wii U pad or something similar to that? Like, would you guys like that? And what would you guys like to see from something like that, too?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm excited.
It'd be incredible.
Especially since it actually has been rumored to maybe be happening soon.
And they said they wanted to work on that little thing. I don't know what it's called. It's like NFD or I don't know what the fuck it stands for.
It's NFC, but I don't know what it stands for either.
For, nine, five, cocks.
What?
Okay. I think... Something like that would work very well. That's the thing is, they already did it with Pokemon, and they turned it into like a little arena battle thing that would have been super cool, and I would have bought it. But apparently, it's not very good, so I don't really want to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Pokemon Rumble. That game sucks.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Okay, cool.
Yeah, the original one sucks. It's worth we're gonna make it better, but it's still a cool idea.
That's actually what I was gonna say. I could see more of an application for it for the Pokemon franchise than just Nintendo in general. Because. Like, I mean, I guess I could see a Skylanders-type game with Nintendo characters, but how many... The thing with Skylanders is it's not based on any set franchises, so they could just make up characters whenever the hell they want. Okay. Nintendo, after a certain point, you're out of your A-list characters, and you're just like,
I'd like to introduce you to something called the Super Smash Bros. Melee Trophies. They got more than enough to deal with as far as, like, stuff to go to, I guess.
Yeah, but honestly, who wants to play as Soda Popinski? No.
Me.
I would.
Me. Oh, my God.
Nobody wants to. Don't lie.
Run around being the shit out of Toads in, like, Mario 64 or Soda Popinski? Sign me up for that.
Dude, I've been waiting for a Soda Popinski movie for, like, 10 years. Don't even play.
Like,
well,
the thing is, like, I would like to see it, but it's like, I can't think of any type of game I'd like to see it with. Is the problem, because, like, my first instinct is, like, think, like, the trophies and, like, Smash Brothers, because, like, that's the, like, quote-unquote, like, gist of Smash Brothers is, like, oh, there are these toys, and they come to life to fight or whatever, and it's like, that sounds cool, but it's like, how badly would that go over, like, a fighting game, especially one that people take as seriously as Smash Brothers?
Maybe they don't have to make it a fighting game. It could actually, maybe if they want to make a spin-off for Smash Brothers, because they already come out, you know, they have little trophy things. It's been a thing for years, and you just start bringing out, you know, with the assist trophies and like that. Just fucking make a Super Smash Brothers Adventure.
Yeah, like the Adventure mode in Brawl.
They already have the I mean, the last Adventure mode I played was Smash Melee on the GameCube, and the Adventure mode was pretty robust. Like, you could make a decent length game off just the Adventure mode.
Wait, did you play Subspace Emissary in Brawl?
I don't remember.
The big difference between those is that those are still side scrolling, and then things like Disney Infinity and Skylanders are like a big third person like adventure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd have to update it. But
I would love to see a big adventure game with all Mario characters, like, regardless of whether it's like Skylanders or not. The added little figurine thing would be cool, but it'd be awesome if they just did it, you know.
You could just take that multiple worlds idea from, like, the Lego movie, where they're all in the same universe. They're just that barriers between their worlds that they have to go between. And the big giant hand thing is back, and it's, you know, taking over, and they have to fight it with the different Nintendo characters. Like, it's doable.
I'm just still trying to think about, like, what specific type of game I feel would work with best, because, like, definitely, like, a Mario sort of, like, platformer. Like, I think, like, if they made, like, maybe, like, a spinoff, Mario 3D Worlds or something, where it's just kind of, like, you switch characters like that or something.
I would say it'd have to be more of, like, a RPG type.
RPG with toys?
Yeah, because the whole thing with Skylanders is, like, you can level up the characters?
I think it's level up in the same sense, like, the RPGification of, like, every game ever, that kind of level up. Not so much that it's an RPG.
Yeah, really? I mean, that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's just, I think they store, like, stats in the toys or something or whatever, so you can, like, take it to your friend's house and be like, here's my shark dude, I got all these points with them, and then, like, you swap his toy for your toy, and it's like, here's your shark toy back, dude, and you get to him, he's like, what the fuck, where's my shark toy, and everybody's sad forever.
Exactly.
I know, I feel like it'd be a good way to work in, like, you always see people giving it to no shit, like, you know, like, hey, where's Wario and Waluigi, like, wouldn't it be kind of cool if, like, you know, like, that could be their form of DLC, is, like, you actually buy, like, these really nice, like, little figurines, and it's, like, you want Wario in Mario 3D World? Well, here you go. You got Wario when you switch him out with the Mario toy on your Wii pad or something.
That's an interesting idea. So, like, DLC for Nintendo games.
Oh, yeah, shit. It could be, like, the e-reader, where, like, you had all these cards, and it's, like, that they got more stuff in, like, Animal Crossing and, like, Mario Party and stuff.
Sure, that. Yeah, I remember that. I remember I made a...
So it'll be... sorry, go ahead.
No. I bought the Animal Crossing cards because I thought it would give me... I didn't read up on it. I was like, Animal Crossing! So I bought the Animal Crossing cards thinking that it would give me Animal Crossing on the Game Boy Advance. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? They're just talking to me. Whatever.
It's like it gets you, like, some of the NES games, isn't it? Like, that's how you get Ice Climber.
Yeah.
Something like that, but... I mean, like... Which now makes me want to see it for the 3DS, which I guess the 3DS can technically already do, which, like, why the hell haven't they brought back the e-reader since the 3DS can do that? Now I'm actually thinking about that, but, yeah, I think something like an e-reader style thing where it's, like, I guess it's not so much, like, DLC or new characters, but, like, perhaps just, like, more content, I guess, like...
Or even just, like, skins. Like, so if you're playing Super Mario World and you put on the Link skin... Instead of playing as Mario, you play as Link, and just his moveset is a little bit altered, but it's pretty much the same premise. Like, Fire Flower gives you fire arrows, and Mushroom makes you bigger Link, gives you the Master Sword, you know.
Too bad Link can't like jump.
I'm going to tell you what, after this discussion, I'm never going to give Nintendo shit ever again for, like, they're so uncreative, because, like, coming up with the ideas for a Nintendo game is actually surprisingly hard.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the lack of new IPs
which is what it is. Because you can only build off the same franchise for so long before it starts to stagnate.
Mm-hmm. I know, like, I guess it's just, maybe, who knows, maybe that could be the new franchise that Miyamoto comes up with, because, like, the last original one he had was Pikmin, and that was, like, over a decade ago, but I know, just, if, I feel like it's, if this happens, it's not going to be Nintendo, because, like, if you remember, they said they want to start loading up their franchises to more third-party companies to do whatever they want with those licenses, and, like, this definitely feels like one of those things, because, like, I have no idea how popular Skylanders is, like, overseas, so, like, I can very easily see, like, Nintendo, like, just not getting it since it's not part of that culture, even though it kind of, like, I feel like the collective all culture is kind of, like, over there, but not so much the whole sort of, like, imagination toys thing, if it makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see. I don't know, any final thoughts from you guys? Like, any, like, what's, like, final thought, like, what's the one franchise, like, if you could, like, right now, say, put this toy in my lap and I will play this game right now. What's the one you want?
Pokemon.
Yeah, I'd say Pokemon, for sure.
I mean, Pokemon's the obvious choice because, you know, I mean, there are like fucking like 700 different Pokemon now. And they just keep on pumping them out. They don't have to think about, all right, which one's the next popular. You just, bam.
I'm going to be weird and say Mario Kart.
Oh, that'd be awesome, too.
Yeah, I'd love to see a Mario Kart toy thing, and you put it on, and it's like, that's how you get, like, crazy carts or characters or something.
Oh, my God. Have you guys played the new Mario Kart arcade game?
I played it in Japan, and it was pretty cool.
It's so fucking great, and it should be in every building ever. Whether it's, like, an arcade or a doctor's office, it should be everywhere.
I also played the F-Zero one, where you just get into, like, a gigantic, Captain Falcon ship, and that was much too hard for any human to play.
That's funny. That's cool. I didn't know they made a new F-Zero like arcade.
That was way back when the GameCube one came out. Like, you could bring your memory card and like use your stats.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, for like one of the like two games that did that. But yeah, I mean, like, sounds like Nintendo could be having something big up their sleeves. It could even be the thing to save the company. Who knows? I guess we'll only know once they actually announce the damn thing, you know. Could be an E3 bombshell right there.
Bombshell, like, in the sense of the word that, like, Victoria's Secret uses it, or?
Lingerie models come out with toys in their bras.
That's how you sell games.
And, like, where you just kind of, like, you might have noticed that these beautiful women have lumpy butts. And I'm going to explain to you today why that is. He just, like, reaches back there and pulls out, like, a handful of toys.
That's great. Oh, I can't wait. That was confirmed. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Confirmed. Reggie's going to pull a Mario toy out of
a stripper's ass.
Yeah.
Girl, that's great.
All right.
Everyone tweet it out because it's confirmed.
We should get that going, hashtag Nintendo ass.
Hashtag Nintendo ass, oh god, that's amazing.
Yeah, tell us what Nintendo character you want in your ass.
And we'll see what that Reggie puts it in there for you.
Yeah, I want a Bowser in my ass.
Want Diglett.
Well, the spikes will do wonders to my sphincter.
We need to just delete the last 30 seconds of this conversation.
No, let's just make the whole podcast last 30 seconds looped over and over again for like half an hour.
Everyone has a sphincter.
Oh gosh, break. Okie dokie, kiddos. We had a lot of fun today. We talked about strippers on two separate occasions, so you know we had a good time. But as all good times must do, it's come to an end and we have to say goodbye. It's probably such sweet sorrow. Is there anything coming up on the site that you guys are doing that you, that the listener slash reader should be looking out for?
My review for South Park Stick of Truth should be hitting on Tuesday. I don't know when you release this podcast, but it's like 3 days from now.
Yeah, I think it usually goes up on Monday.
Okay, so yeah, the day after you listen to this, it should be up.
How about you guys? Any cool articles or reviews? Or
I'm still trucking my way through Bravely Default, so I won't promise anything. But that's incoming.
Don't finish the game to review it. We should discuss.
I'm not.
Ooh, talk about that.
I'm not going to finish it. It's just like huge.
I have things. check out Gaming Happens from Friday because you probably didn't see it. All right, you just catch up, you know. And we played Dungeon Defenders. That also went out. You know what? I did too many things. Rough. Just go on Twinfinite and find Yamilia's blog roll and just click everything there.
Everything twice.
Oh, and also Positive Gamers Returns this week.
Yay! And then I should be having a review of The Yogg. That should be up by the time this podcast goes up. And then shortly thereafter, it should be a review for Professor Layden and the Azurian Legacy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I suck at puzzles. I'm learning that now. But it's fun. It's a very pretty game. You can. There's a fashion game in there, so it's got a little bit of style savvy in there, too. It's very weird. Yeah.
That's awesome. They should make a style savvy fighting game.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
And just everyone wears fedoras.
There's a new boyfriend mode in the Japanese version.
Really? Oh, my God.
I seriously love that game to bits. It's one of my favorite 3DS games so far.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's good. It's like, one, it's oddly engaging, and two, like, it's weird in all the strangest ways. Like, like the biggest thing is, like, everyone who comes to your store has, like, a description, right? So it'll be like, Stacy wants to be a doctor. Oh, okay, all right. Margaret's parents run a homemade organic fruit stand. It's like, okay, all right. Jessica has a secret unicorn collection that no one has ever seen.
Whoa. I know, just the hat for Jessica.
Kathy lives an ordinary life as a student, but at nighttime, she goes in disguise and goes out and fights crime. Wait, what? And then my favorite one was a couple came to my store, and it was, what was it? It was like Stacy and Brad are always fighting. Also, they're master pugilists. And I was like, that's kind of fucked up.
This sounds amazing.
I want to play this.
It's fantastic. Like, so, like, the gameplay itself is actually really fun. It's just, like, weird and funny in all the weirdest ways. I think it's Japanese? I don't know. Like, the characters don't look very Japanese designed or whatever. It looks like Bratz ripoff or whatever. But the clothes are very distinctly Japanese because they have that sort of weird, like, Harajuku, just kind of, like, weird English words on stuff, like elephant. And it's like, why does a shirt say elephant and have a picture of a candy bar on it? I don't understand.
Hold on. Speaking of foreign t-shirts real quick, my friend moved to Dubai recently because he got a job at a law firm out there. Mm-hmm. And he went, like, walking in one of the, like, the outdoor markets that they have in, like, the old part of the city. And he walked by this t-shirt vendor and he sent me this picture and it was hilarious. It goes, Chicago City, super tremendous. And then right next to that was like this just plain black baseball cap, and like stitched in gold and blue letters was the word sport bitch. No, just one. Sport bitch.
Sport bitch. I'm a sport bitch.
Oh, fucking funny. That's like the Pink Spice Girl. Sport bitch.
Oh, God. That's exactly the kind of thing that would be in Style Savvy, too, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Well, if there's no more fashion disasters to talk about today, I think it's a good enough time to wrap this up and say goodbye while I go off eat more marshmallow square Oreos until I die.
I'm so jealous.
Don't be. Do not cry for me because I'm already dead.
Argentina?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. All right, yes. Goodbye. Bye,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You have killed my father. Goodbye.
Hey guys, just an announcement that you can now find To Infinite Loop in the podcast section of the iTunes store. So go ahead, give us a listen and subscribe. If you have the time, leave us a rating and a review. We'd really appreciate it if you did. Thanks for listening.